New Zealand's steamiest podcast, Sex.Life, is back for season two. Binge the first episodes now.
My favourite was the wrestling night. When I whipped off my skirt and high heels and I was just in that bodysuit and mask.
Yeah.
And I had the mountain man.
Yeah.
Rolling around.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Sex.Life, new episode every Wednesday. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks to Wild Secrets.
Fleshbourne and Hayley's Little Bit of Pod.
Great things are brewing at McCafe, the perfect start to every day.
Welcome to A Little Bit of Pod. Now, recently, my friend from Belgium, what do you call them, Belginese?
Mm-hmm.
Belginas, I think.
Belginas. Yeah.
My Belginese friend.
Yeah, Belgina.
Yeah, was visiting in state. And this is a friend that we'd met with friends overseas. And I said to him, if you're ever in New Zealand, I've got a spare room and I'll show you around.
Well, you didn't mean that, did you?
And I did not mean that.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm there in March. Yeah. And I said, oh, for fuck's sake.
Now I've got to follow through.
Now I've got to follow through with this. And he said one of the things he wanted to do was the Tongariro Crossing, which I did.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'd love to show you around. And actually that was when I went to Hot Water Beach, first time I'd ever been there.
Oh, Hot Water Beach rules.
Yeah.
So cool. We should do a weekend down there, I was thinking. Get an Airbnb. And then instead of hiring a spade, for those that don't know, in New Zealand, Hot Water Beach, there's like this vein of activity.
Geothermal
that comes up through the sand. Yeah, that makes the sand and the water in some places hot.
And you go when the tide's on its way in because
Two hours. 2 hours either side of high tide, I believe.
Because if you go low tide and you dig it, the water is so hot you will be severely burnt.
Oh, really?
It's really fucking dangerous. People often get really badly burnt there.
Because I wondered, because you hire a spade if you don't take your own for like $10, and that was cute. Dig a hole. Someone's making bank. Yeah, or you just take over someone else's hole. But do you think we can take a digger?
You can't commandeer someone else's hole.
Not without permission.
If they leave, made the hole,
they leave and then you take their hole.
Oh, we've got a cuckoo on our hands over here. Won't make his own nest, just steals everybody else's.
But I was wondering, what's stopping you from taking a digger on the beach and digging an actual pool? Because you can never dig enough.
You're just kind of in shallow water
and it starts caving in. But do you reckon you could take a digger?
I do not think so.
What's too crowded on that?
You can take a digger on the beach, though, because a mate of mine's parents have a beach house and the storms will push sand up and it'll block the river that flows in.
Oh, yeah.
And then the water gets all stagnant and stuff, so they open it up and let that real gross water go out to the sea.
I feel like
of course they do.
You wouldn't be allowed to do that either.
But drive a digger down there and go dig, dig, dig.
Mm.
And do just a little dig, and then it's like that thing where the water just
hear the bird nests popping under the tires of the tracks of the digger.
Oh god, that's awful. The crunch.
Anyway, my friend left the other day, and he gave me a lovely gift, which was very unexpected, but it did raise a question. I opened this gift, and it was an electric salt grinder.
A mill.
With a button.
Fuck yeah, that rules. Does the light come on? Some of them have a light.
Yeah, there's a light. And you put in like 6 AAA batteries.
What is it grinding? Rocks?
Yeah, no, it's like you put in the Himalaya or the rock salt.
Yeah.
And then you press the button and it's like, bzzz, and it's electric.
I had an electric set once. They didn't last long, but the pepper one was the button and the salt one, when you tipped it upside down, it automatically started grinding.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That was cool.
Wow.
They didn't last very long.
Then he's like, well, if you want the pepper one, I can tell you where I got this. And I was like, well, now I've got a, like, what you've done is you've given me a lovely
gift.
You've given half a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then also, was he not happy with my Woolworths Select?
That's what I feel like. He was telling you that your salt was shit.
He was telling me that my salt, I had a lovely time
but shit
at your
salt.
House, but you've got shit salt at your house. That's what I took from this.
I think those supermarket ones that come with the salt in them are some of the best.
Same.
I bought Le Creuset. Salt and pepper grinders for the aesthetics. They are the worst grinders I've ever used.
What is that Peugeot?
There was fact of the day once, before they made cars, Peugeot started out in pepper mills and salt grinders. And I was like, wow, when we talk about it for a while, and someone sent some. And I was like, oh, thank you very much. It was very nice about it. I think the statute of limitations has passed. Terrible grinders.
Yes.
Terrible grinders.
So it's clogged the Crucette
up so
one.
Easy. It's ah. like so
clogged.
So no, clogged. And it's
but
not
you
a
know
damp.
Why you're clogging.
No, it's not a dampness issue.
No, you're putting it over when you've got something hot on the stove.
No. No. Nah, it's not because it's also raw stuff. But also, the mill, it's too finely milled. So my cracked pepper might as well be fucking from
powdered,
the powder.
White powder pepper.
But see, that's why I've always used the supermarket grinders.
Because
they're so
crunchy.
Good.
They're like,
Jared's saying sharp stone.
I want one of these ones. It has the cranky wheel.
The old wooden ones?
Yeah, wooden with
and
a...
And you take the lid off and
yeah,
fill it up.
And my it's got a metal handle.
I always wonder what happened to my grandparents' salt and pepper shakers when we were kids. They always just seemed so massive.
Yeah.
Mm. But fuck, they were good.
No, yeah. I've got the Le Creuset ones out on the bench for aesthetics only. There's
right,
salt and pepper
you use
the
supermarket grinders. Yeah.
The $3 ones that are just crunchy.
Now, Jared sent through sharp stone. These are herb grinders for grinding up one's marijuana.
Oh, Jared.
Grow up.
Jared.
Grinding deganja.
Now I'm on
deganja.
I'm making eggs, not gunja.
Now I'm on wickedhabits.nz and they've got Homer Simpson wearing a Rastafarian hat with bloodshot eyes and a joint in his mouth.
Oh, Jared. Stop the gunja.
Stop the gunja.
And there's Scooby-Doo and it says Scooby snacks and Scooby looks like he's tripping balls. Oh, Jared.
Jared. Okay, final rankings, grinders. Grinder or grinders?
Yeah.
The app's got to be number one.
Yeah. Supermarket, salt.
Bog standard
and then any
grinder.
Other grinder.
And then any other grinder but the really expensive French ones I bought.
Yeah. Don't go. The French don't know a lot about grinding.
No, they don't.
Yeah, fuck the French.
Fuck the French.
They swivel more than grind. You do what? Fuck all French people. Yep, you heard it.
Unless you're a podcast listener and you're French.
In that case, just we désolé.
You are excused from the nationwide fucking.
And you know what? Expel the French.
I'll happily
let's not forget the Rainbow Warrior.
Au revoir. Get out of here.
Except our podcast French listeners. That was not for you.
And like those real sexy ones that like smoke a cigarette and you're like, that's a bit.
Oh my God. Yeah. Gruff, like tanned French dudes that are like gruff with cigarettes and they're like, and they're like how they have their coffee and it's like syrup. You know, it's like that so thick black.
And they have big baguettes too.
Oh my God. They've got fucking massive baguettes.
French mimes. Mimes, yeah.
No,
French
not about
mimes,
French
yeah, and a
black
and white, black
and white
top.
Striped top.
Yeah,
with little
a little
beret.
With a little bit of white face paint
on.
And a little red mark on the lip.
And not French women with like hairy armpits and a gap between their teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Just want to blow a whistle in there.
Yeah.
And what about that big triangle building?
Wow. Oh, what are you talking about?
The last one.
Le Louvre.
So you took on the Louvre or are you took on the Eiffel Tower?
Both of them.
Weird.
Actually got a lot of triangle buildings there.
Yeah.
They roll.
What about the Arc de Triomphe?
Yeah, that's good. Okay, you know what?
Unfuck the French.
Unfuck the French.
Actually, bonjour, bonjour.
No, you're going to ding it.
That's the unexpulsion. That's the readmission. Okay.
Welcome back, French.
Welcome. Sorry about that.
Sorry about that
blip on the radar.
Really got carried away there with the French.
Guys, we don't have enough room, though, so we've got to fuck someone else.
The Belgians.
The Belgians.
They do rude things, but they stay
fuck
in there.
All
the Belgians.
Yeah.